MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 24, 2025. Authorities have arrested a 30-year-old man in connection with two deaths in Salem, and a Topsfield mother has died after a fall in a state park. Sunny near 60, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:16 p.m. According to a press release from Essex District Attorney Paul Tucker's office, authorities have arrested 30-year-old Jay Blodgett in connection with the deaths of two male victims who were located yesterday in the woods adjacent to Walmart in Salem. Blodgett has been charged with two counts of murder and will be arraigned this morning in Salem District Court. No additional information will be released prior to the arraignment. John Muldoon of the Ipswich Local News Online site reports a Topsfield mother of four has died after a fall at Purgatory Chasm State Reservation in Sutton. The woman's name has not been released, but she was said to be 49 and a mother of four. She was hiking with three of her kids at the time, according to news reports. State police say they were called to the 100-acre park around 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Sutton Police Chief Tom Coloro said the fall appeared to be accidental. He said retrieving the remains was complicated due to the high rock walls in the park. The woman fell between 50 and 70 feet, according to police. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Gloucester Times is reporting that voters will go to the polls Thursday in the city for a special election to decide whether to approve Gloucester's MBTA Communities Act zoning. The proposed multifamily overlay district would allow three-family homes by right in certain parts of the downtown and West Gloucester near the train stations. Nearly 90% of the new zoning fits within a half mile of the downtown. It also allows for mid-rise developments in small zones on Maplewood Avenue at the Gloucester Housing Authority and on Schoolhouse Road, adjacent to the Halyard apartment complex. A yes vote would uphold the zoning. A no vote would send the city back to the drawing board to enact MBTA Communities Act compliant zoning by a July 14 deadline. Zach Laird is writing on itemlive.com. In Swampscott, a fire ignited Wednesday evening in a screener in the quarry on 30 Danvers Road, which was operated by the Holcim Company. The fire department responded to the fire at 6:30 p.m., according to Fire Chief Graham Archer. He said their screener was undergoing modifications by quarry personnel when the fire was ignited. Archer noted that apparatus from Lynn and Marblehead assisted in extinguishing the flames. There were no reported injuries among the quarry personnel or firefighters, according to the fire department. Moderate damage was done to the screener. Units were clear of the scene by 8 p.m. And Jim Sullivan reports in today's Newburyport Daily News, for years, those driving or walking along Merrimack Street near what is now the Black Cow restaurant in Newburyport have been greeted by what one city official called a blighted gap. But that may all change soon if what used to be a Gibbs gas station is transformed into a combination residential-commercial development. Local real estate developer Rene Bernard has proposed three different mixed-use housing projects on what is known as 49 to 57 Merrimack Street. Jim Sullivan has many more details in today's Newburyport Daily News. Turning to sports from the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell. In high school baseball from yesterday, Marblehead beat Danvers 12-3 at Seaside Park. Marblehead's starter senior captain Ian McComish went five innings, giving up four hits and no earned runs. For Marblehead, senior Julius Galanti stepped in at second base and got his first hit of the season. Marblehead is now 5-3, 3-2 in the NEC. Peabody topped Beverly 4-2 behind the five-hit pitching of Max Salvia, moving the Tanners to 5-2 on the season. Gloucester shut out Winthrop 10-0, and the Fishermen now are 8-0. Senior pitcher Braden Francis went the distance, allowing just two hits while striking out 10. In softball, Beverly topped Peabody 13-5. Senior Gabby Wickery led a 14-hit Panther attack with two home runs, and she went 4-for-4. Beverly is now 5-2. Georgetown beat Amesbury yesterday 13-0. The Royals had not beaten Amesbury for 15 years. Maddie Grant pitched the shutout, striking out 15. In boys lacrosse, St. John's Prep moved to 9-0 with a 10-5 win over Andover. Peabody edged Beverly 9-8 in overtime, and Masconomet pulled out an overtime 11-10 win over Marblehead. In the pros, the Celtics are now 2-0 in their opening round playoff series with the Magic, following last night's 109-100 win. Game 3 is tomorrow night at Orlando. The Red Sox lost to the Mariners 8-5 last night. The series wraps up this afternoon at Fenway. First pitch is at 1:35. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.